Whale Day, and Other Poems. This is the author, Billy Collins. For Laura, treasured friend and patron. No one has a right to say that no water babies exist till they have seen no water babies existing, which is quite a different thing, mind, from not seeing water babies. Charles Kingsley. The Function of Poetry. I woke up early on a Tuesday, made a pot of coffee for myself, then drove down to the village, stopping at the post office, then the bank, where I cashed a little check from a magazine. And when I got home, I read some of the newspaper, starting with the science section, and had another cup of coffee and a bowl of cereal. Pretty soon it was lunchtime. I wasn't at all hungry, but I paused for a moment to look out the big kitchen window, and that's when I realized that the function of poetry is to remind me that there is much more to life than what I am usually doing when I'm not reading or writing poetry. One. Walking my 75-year-old dog. She's painfully slow, so I often have to stop and wait while she examines some roadside weeds, as if she were reading the biography of a famous dog. And she's not a pretty sight anymore, dragging one of her hind legs, her coat too matted to brush or comb, and a snout white as a marshmallow. We usually walk down a disused road that runs along the edge of a lake, whose surface trembles in a high wind and is slow to ice over as the months grow cold. We don't walk very far before she sits down on her worn haunches and looks up at me with her rheumy eyes. Then it's time to carry her back to the car. Just thinking about the honesty in her eyes, I realize I should tell you she's not really 75. She's 14. I guess I was trying to appeal to your sense of the bizarre, the curiosities of the sideshow. I mean, who really cares about another person's dog? Everything else I've said is true, except the part about her being 14. I mean, she's old, but not that old, and it's not polite to divulge the true age of a lady. Contemporary Americans. I was trying to make my way across a busy street in San Francisco while carrying the new anthology of poetry I'd been flipping through earlier that morning with my pot of tea and two pieces of cinnamon toast, in which I was wedged between James Tate and Bob Dylan, because the poets were arranged old to young according to age. I had to avoid a couple of cars, cross over two sets of trolley tracks, and dodge a guy with a ski cap on a bicycle in order to get across the street and enter one of the city's many hospitable parks with their hedges, benches, and shade trees, and often girls on a blanket, a juggler, an old man doing Tai Chi. And that's where I lay down on the soft grass, closed my eyes, and after a little while began to picture the three of us lined up in a row according to the editor's wishes, sliding out of our mothers in order, one after the other, then ending up pressed together on a shelf in a corner bookstore, yodeling away in the dark. Paris in May. A teddy bear in a store window, three house painters waiting to cross a boulevard, a woman in a cafe, her red nails on a man's nape while she smokes. What are we to make of all this? In the Church of Saint-Sulpice, the Virgin holds her baby to her chest as she stands on the round earth, appearing to be unaware of the serpent she is crushing with one foot. Outside, four stone lions guard a fountain. Is this a puzzle I am meant to solve before the evening bells ring again? Here a man wearing a newspaper hat, there a child alone on a flowery balcony. An outdoor table on Rue Cassette seemed a good enough place to sort things out. And sure enough, after two milk